It's a Thursday and we like to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA, and it's today we're joined by Singleton Mayor Sue Moore. Sue, how you doing?
Well, thank you.
That's the way.
Settling on the same as everybody else, but yeah, step by step.
I have noticed on social media some great work by the council helping businesses with some support during the lockdown.
Yes, and yeah, look, we're stepping into this COVID business support program that was very successful last time, so we know that many businesses were already impacted by the Sydney lockdown, particularly around tourism, hospitality and accommodation, retail. But now this is, of course, extended into much more in-depth with Singleton progressing into lockdown from last week, and no way of knowing whether we'll be moving out of that, of course. So continuing to work with the Chamber of Commerce and offer support programs. That includes one-on-one business advice sessions, which can be booked online to help people work through and understand support for grants and build a roadmap to recovery. So there'll be 30-minute sessions during August, so check with the Chamber of Commerce if anyone wishes to be involved in that. We're also involved working with the Chamber again with the Business Support Program round form, with $35,000 available in $250 Spend in Singleton gift cards, so businesses can go and support essential goods from other businesses in the Singleton area to help support their business through this time. So it was very successful last time, so we're doing the same again this time. There's also, of course, Better Building Advisory Program that's being funded from our Resources for Region program that's in operation, and working with our business support officer, who's also, once again, working with the Chamber of Commerce and help answer questions and take calls and the like if people need any advice or help. So any businesses that need help or would like to get involved, get on the mailing list for updates and newsletters. Just email council@singleton.newsouthwales.gov.au and request business communications. So,
all right,
lots of help there for businesses. Sorry, it was all a mouthful, but it's all good stuff. So get in touch with council or the business chamber, and if you think you can need help in any way, there's help there, and we're doing what we can to support everyone out there that's doing it tough again.
Definitely are. Now, what's the Business with Council Guide?
The Business with Council Guide is a new initiative that we've just kicked off, a step-by-step guide to lodging submissions and how to work with council. So the guide will especially be targeting local businesses to compete with council projects and how to work through applying for tenders when we're looking to go out for tenders, and how to work through the tender process and submissions, so that Singleton businesses get the best foot in the door to be able to be eligible to get those jobs. You know, we have a strict regime we have to follow. We can't just give it to Singleton jobs to Singleton businesses because we want to.
Yeah.
But we can certainly help them out and let them know what they need to be doing to help them make their applications or their tender process more compliant, so that that's looked at in a much better frame.
The final thing I wanted to ask you about is the solar panel program. That's just starting to roll out now?
Yeah, it's just starting to roll out now. So a little while back, council allocated $1 million to install the solar panels on 12 of our council building sites. So this has been is a significant demonstration of our commitment to sustainability, and it's great to be able to see the work starting to happen. So the panel rollout will start this week, with the panels being installed on the waste management facility, and also the Singleton youth, their new later during the week. Other sites, of course, that we'll see with solar panels are Colleen Gales Children's Centre, the library, gym and swim, water treatment plant at Avondale, sewer treatment plant, booster station and facility, and, of course, the Civic Centre and Oosh. So 12 sites in all, and that contractor for that will be installing those panels is from Toronto, and all COVID safe measures will be in place.
Excellent work as always, Singleton Mayor Sue Moore. Thank you very much for keeping us up to date with what's doing around the district. You stay safe and we'll catch up down the track.
Thanks, Andrew. You stay safe too. Bye.